Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Overture to Death by Nayo Marsh. This book is read
by Wanda McCadden.
The dedication reads, For the Sunday morning party, G.M.L. Lester, Dundas and Cecil Walker, Norman and Miles Stackpole Batchelor, and my father. Chapter 1. They Meet at Pen Cuckoo. Jocelyn Jerningham was a good name. The seventh Jocelyn thought so, as he stood at his study window and looked down the vale of Pen Cuckoo towards that precise spot where the spire of Salisbury Cathedral could be seen through field glasses on a clear day. "Here I stand," he said, without turning his head, "and here my forebears have stood generation after generation and looked over their own tilth and tillage. Seven Jocelyn Jerninghams."
"I'm never quite sure," said his son, Henry Jocelyn, "what tilth and tillage are. What precisely, father, is a tilth?"
"There's no feeling for that sort of thing," said Jocelyn angrily, "among the present generation. Cheap sneers and clever talk that mean nothing."
"But I assure you I like words to mean something. That's why I ask you to define a tilth. And you say the present generation? You mean my generation, don't you? But I'm 23." There is a newer generation than mine. If I marry Dinah—"
"You quibble deliberately in order to lead our conversation back to this absurd suggestion. If I had known—"
Henry uttered an impatient noise and moved away from the fireplace. He joined his father in the window, and he too looked down into the darkling vale of Pen Cuckoo. He saw an austere landscape, adamant beneath drifts.